News Talk 1620 WTAW, another Tuesday update from the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen is back after a little bit of training in your new specialty. Hope that went well.
Oh, it went very well.
Angels, we're going to talk about for a little bit today. Let's remind listeners, yes, visited with Melissa Carter already, but it's worth repeating this evening, the Tree of Angels ceremony at First Methodist Church in Bryan.
It's the 10th annual Tree of Angels ceremony, and basically it is to bring awareness to victims of violent crime. So we are asking that if you're family, friend, or survivor of a violent crime, you're invited to bring an angel and place it on the tree in memory of or in support of that victim. But you do need to contact Melissa Carter at 361-4318 to let her know that you would be there with that angel.
Another angel-themed thing we've talked about a little bit, and let's remind listeners again, the Bryan Police Department always has its annual toy campaign, the Blue Angels.
Yes, yes. Normally people, I think, have knew us by the Blue Christmas, but we have changed our format, and it is the Blue Angels. What we're doing is we have an angel tree in our lobby, and we are encouraging people to take a child's name off the tree or an elderly person's name off the tree and go purchase their Christmas presents. And if you don't have the time to do the Christmas shopping, we can do it for you, so you can make a monetary donation, and we'll take care of that child for you. We will also be at the Walmart on December 8th from 9 o'clock to 5 p.m. So if you want to take care of it that day, then come in to Walmart, pick your angel off the tree, and go get the Christmas presents for them right then and there. We need those presents back, though, to us by no later than December 13th, and we will even wrap them for you. And we are going to distribute those gifts on December 15th. So if you made a donation monetary, or if you went and did that Christmas shopping and you want to be there on December 15th to distribute those gifts, then we will let you know when that is.
And speaking of shopping, I always feel compelled whenever we're on that theme to have you remind listeners about the importance of making sure you put those goodies that you buy into the trunk of your vehicle if you can, and keep it as hidden as possible and keep your vehicles locked, because not all the time, not all the people do that, and they wind up with a lump of coal in their vehicle.
It would make me heartsick if I went out and did some Christmas shopping, put my presents in the car, went back inside for something, and come back and they're gone. So let's make sure that we lock those cars, put all the valuable items out of sight, so out of sight, out of mind, and take care of your property, and don't become a victim this year.
Something else that's on the Bryan Police Department's schedule is a public meeting regarding accreditation of the department, if you can talk about that a little bit.
Yes, the Bryan Police Department is an accredited organization by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, or better known to us as CALEA. And what the purpose of that is to improve our service so that by making us maintain a certain higher standard of service, and then recognizing professional excellence. Our department has 480 standards that we have to meet. Every 3 years they come in and they inspect us to make sure that we're maintaining those 480 standards. But on Monday, the 10th, the public can weigh in on the fact whether we're meeting those standards or not. And, I mean, it can be positive review or it can be negative review. And it just, either way, it'll help us, you know, maintain that service for the public. So on Monday, they can call us from the between the hours of 3 to 5 and talk to these individuals that are coming. They're on the board of CALEA, and they come down here to inspect us, and they will be talking to them from 3 to 5. And the phone number for that is 209-5292. And I'll repeat that. It's 209-5292. Or they can come to the police department in person between 7 and 8. Now, they only have 10 minutes to address the board, and it has to be specifically on a standard. It's not a gripe session. So if I pulled you over and gave you a ticket and you were dissatisfied by that, that is not a standard. I can even give you an example. If you came in and you complained about something at the police department, we have to verify that we received that complaint with you, keep you notified on that complaint, the status of it, and then let you know what the end result is. So if that did not happen, then they can bring this standard up to the board and say, we did or did not meet that standard.
And where would one find the list of 480 different standards in?
They can contact us up here at the police department at 209-5301 and ask for Amanda Miller. She is the one that keeps track of all of those. Or they can go to the CALEA website, www.calea.org, and they can look up the standards there.
Finishing up in both, I think, Brian and College Station today, there were crashes that the rain had something to do with it.
Yeah, those slick roads get everybody, don't they?
So, once again, I guess you have to play parent, Kelly, and remind us all about driving safely when the weather's inclement.
Yes, let me put my mama hat on. Okay. These roads are wet, and we need everybody to slow down. Just because the traffic speed limit says it is 70 or it is 55 or whatever the speed limit is, we know our roads. We drive them every day. There are certain areas that are slicker than most. So just make sure that you account for that when you're driving. Don't be in a hurry. Don't use those cell phones or let anything else in the vehicle distract you.
And whenever you have your wipers on, it's always a good idea to have your headlights on, too.
Very much so, especially if it's because, when this rainy weather comes, it gets a little darker. And so it makes you easier to see if you have those headlights on, and get those windshield wipers replaced.
Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.